Thank you, Naomi, not just for that introduction, but for everything else. President Conference, as Naomi's already said, what a difference a year makes. When I was thinking about this conference, it's my 10th as party leader, I decided to look back at last year's speech to see what had changed, to see whether I'd made any dangerous promises or predictions that would come back to haunt me. Well, first of all, the speech was entitled Delivering Responsible Government, which wasn't too bad a start a week before the Hillsborough Castle talks that led to the devolution of justice in April. I began by looking back at the foundation of Alliance in 1970 and the general predictions that such a bunch of do-gooders would never survive. I went on. They were wrong. Alliance stands here today as a mature party, confident and capable, determined to play a part in transforming Northern Ireland. Our vision and our values have stood the test of time. We are more relevant to the future than ever before. Well, leaders always make claims like that for their parties, don't they? But I think I got that one right. And then coming into elections, leaders always predict success for their parties. So I stuck my neck out as I looked forward to the Westminster general election. I made an outrageous claim, which was generally derided even by some quite serious journalists, some of whom are sitting at the back of the hall at the moment. Here's what I said. There's one person whose contribution to Alliance at this time demonstrates all the qualities I've referred to. As deputy leader of Alliance, as vice chair of the OFM-DFM committee at Stormont, as a hard-working community campaigner, as a public speaker and as the current Lord Mayor of Belfast, Naomi Long is the epitome of what a public representative should be. I went on. I believe that Naomi's political career is not going to end on the opposition benches at Stormont and that there are significant opportunities ahead. I know that both DUP and UUP members are frightened of her in the context of the coming elections, and they have every reason to be. Well, party leaders always took up their chances in election, but conference, I know I got that one right. We've just heard from Naomi Long, MP. I like that, I could say it all day. Naomi Long, MP. MP for Home Seat, elected by her neighbours in East Belfast, the largest swing in any constituency in the UK. Now, the commentators didn't believe it, and the bookies didn't see it coming. Unfortunately, I didn't profit from my predictions personally. But if you walked the streets and the avenues of East Belfast, you could see it coming. You could see a tide running, expressed in positive words, in handshakes, in smiles, in people honking the car horns and giving a thumbs up as you walked along with a rosette on. It was a positive tide for Naomi and for Alliance. It wasn't, as some suggested, just a negative tide away from the incumbent. And why was it? Because Naomi was leading change, showing leadership in her judgment, leadership in her hard work as Lord Mayor and MLA, showing leadership in her concern for all her constituents. But actually, it wasn't just Naomi, though a lot of it was Naomi. I remember the lady off D Street who told me one afternoon she'd always voted Alliance since Oliver Napier had done something to help her. I met young families who spoke about the support and assistance given by one of our other current councillors. I canvassed people who were grateful to Alliance because we were prepared to tackle difficult issues in the Assembly, who saw that our approach to politics was different, who wanted to see change. And I went out campaigning with Alliance members, members who were determined to give their all to this campaign because they wanted to be part of that change, to lead in changing this society. Some of them had worked for Oliver Napier in that oh-so-close election in 1979. And some of them weren't even born then, including the new MLA. But there was a unity and a sense of purpose that was absent from the campaigns of other parties. I must say, I was surprised a few weeks ago that Peter Robinson, in his conference speech last November, emphasised East Belfast and talked up the DUP's chances next time. Well, I do say leaders always do that. But his claim that whenever the Westminster election comes, our number one target will be returning East Belfast to DUP hands was absolute bluster without substance. Naomi is leading change in East Belfast and far beyond. So just look what happens when we present people with a commitment to lead change, a record of hard work, a willingness to tackle difficult issues, and a positive emphasis on building a shared future. But actually, President, I wasn't the only member of my family who was making predictions then. Just half an hour after the polls closed last May, I got a text message from my sister who lives in Hampshire. I found it so amusing, I've still got it kept on my phone. It reads, "Let me know how N is getting on, though if it's big enough, we'll probably hear about it anyway." Well, she did, because Naomi's victory was national news. The people of East Belfast saw positive leadership and they responded to it, even though the professional commentators couldn't see it coming. And as Naomi has just said, it wasn't just East Belfast either. The Alliance vote was up across Northern Ireland. People in every constituency voted Alliance. Increased numbers overall, the vote up nearly every constituency. But let's look at other things, because important though it was, there was actually more to the last 52 weeks than the general election. It was indeed something of a surprise that a few days after conference, we were invited to a midnight meeting with the Prime Minister at Hillsborough Castle, leading to a fortnight of on and off, and mostly off, talks, and eventually, after hours and days, to the agreement on the devolution of justice to the Assembly. Let me look back again at last year's speech. In discussing justice, I said this: "Of course I'm ambitious for Alliance. Of course I believe an Alliance minister could be relied on to do a good job, a fair job, an impartial job, as Minister of Justice or indeed in any other department. But in the present setup, that minister would have to have policy agreement among a critical mass of MLAs and executive ministers if they would have the chance of delivering what the people expect. An Alliance Justice Minister would be good for Northern Ireland, but only if circumstances were right." So before Hillsborough, at Hillsborough, and after Hillsborough, the Alliance team worked hard, negotiating with other parties who were prepared to make the effort, making the case for our policy proposals so that when justice was devolved, there wasn't a policy vacuum. And eventually, after weeks of pressure, Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness wrote to me accepting the broad outlines of our proposals, which went on to form the basis of the Executive's Justice Programme for Government. While some parties refused to discuss the issues, even tried to insist that the Assembly couldn't cope with justice, Alliance got stuck in, innovating, driving the agenda, and leading change. But I also said that Alliance participation in the Executive had to be about more than just a narrow focus on justice. We'd voted against several programmes for government because they didn't do enough about building a shared future for all our people. For years, we've been leading the argument that creating a shared future is fundamental to healing our divisions, building a strong economy, funding our public services, and tackling deprivation. So we insisted persistently and stubbornly that there must be progress on what is now officially called cohesion, sharing, and integration. As a result, we saw publication of the first ever locally produced document on building a shared future, the consultation on CSI. Now, let me be absolutely clear, conference. The consultation document is bereft of vision and it's weak on delivery. It doesn't recognise the role to be played by every department and every government agency. It will have to be significantly strengthened and then it will have to be put into action. But let's be equally clear. If it had not been for Alliance demands, there would be no CSI document. There would be no action at all on a shared future. We wouldn't even be having the debate. Because the UUP's David Trimble and the SDLP's Seamus Mallon never managed it. David Trimble and Mark Durkin never managed it. Ian Paisley and Martin McGuinness never managed it. Only when Alliance demanded it of Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness was there any action by locally elected ministers. It was Alliance leading change. And following that vote in the Assembly and my proposal by Naomi, the devolution of justice has now given me the opportunity to ensure that our shared values are put into place in at least one government department. Let me just give you a couple of examples. Just on Thursday, As part of the ongoing work of the Department of Justice, I launched a consultation on a new community safety strategy for Northern Ireland. The document is called Building Safer, Shared and Confident Communities. Does anyone believe that there would have been such an emphasis on building a shared future if there had not been an Alliance Minister to guide the process? I believe that shows our commitment to leading change. And an area of particular concern is the continued physical division of our communities. I inherited many so-called peace walls from the NIO. Early last summer, I was asked to extend a barrier. Rather than extending the police wall, I insisted that the department invested in diversionary activities for young people, and I've supported an initiative by the Community Relations Council in that area. Promoting good relations, not building barriers, because we don't make people safer by building walls. We make people safer by taking actions to promote good relations and to bring people together. Alliance at work, leading change. And leading change conference means being prepared to take the tough decisions and to tackle the big issues. There are aspects of our justice system that prior to devolution, no one had been prepared to tackle. Our prison system that had been allowed to fall far behind the expectations and the needs of our changing society because reform seemed too difficult to deliver. I haven't accepted that, and I won't accept that. Reform is already underway. The legal aid budget was allowed to run out of control by direct rule ministers, but is now being faced up to, no matter how uncomfortable that makes some people feel. If decisions are needed, if leadership is required, if change is necessary, then Alliance delivers. And as Alliance is increasingly seen to be leading change, we're attracting a growing number of new recruits to the party. I've signed more letters welcoming new members in the last year than ever before. They come from all parts of Northern Ireland and are fully representative of the whole community. Some have previously been associated with other parties. Most have not been involved in politics at all. But the Alliance message is reaching people, our track records convincing people, our vision is appealing to people as never before. And today, I welcome them all. Indeed, we will welcome anyone who supports our principles and our policies, who wants to work with us to build a shared future, who wants to join in leading change. That applies to Harry Hamilton and Paula Bradshaw, who've come to us from unionist backgrounds, just as it applies to my Antrim Council colleague, Oran Keenan, and others who come from nationalist backgrounds, and those who've never been part of any political party. This party has always been big enough to embrace diversity, whether of age, gender, class, race, religion, or orientation, and every member has a part to play. Conference, I anticipate that there will be some other new members in the coming weeks and months. In some cases, because they feel the parties they previously supported are outdated and stifling. In all cases, because they want to be part of a dynamic movement, building a different future and leading change. We can look forward with confidence, not because of the failings of others, but because people are responding to our positive, radical vision of a different society. I will leave it to other parties to engage in negative campaigns and personal venom, which they do so well. Because we are far too busy with our positive vision, one which gives us great hopes for the future of Northern Ireland. The development of policies, the track record of delivery, communicating the message all takes a lot of hard work. So let me thank some of those who played and continue to play significant roles in leading change. We have a strong staff team whose dedication and hard work is frankly inspiring. Instalment Ian Williamson continues to lead on the media and publicity, while our newest recruit, Christine Robinson, has already put together the core of our next election manifesto. Meanwhile, David Young continues with his encyclopedic knowledge of which official can help you out with what problem best for the benefit of the whole team. So thank you to the Stormont team. And at headquarters, Debbie Spence continues to be the fixed point in a moving world. Debbie's the one who keeps the essential but largely unseen back office well organised and professionally run. Stephen Douglas, as acting General Secretary, is the outward face of the headquarters team, ably assisted until the election by the campaign's assistant, Nick Shanks. Thank you to the headquarters team as well. I also want to say a very warm word of thanks to Jerry Lynch, activist since he was at school and executive director for the last 3 years. He played a major part in promoting professional campaigning and alliance, and we wish him well. He can't be here today because he's currently in England, preparing for a short-term missionary posting to Botswana. And while talking about the party staff, I shouldn't forget, because there are so many of them, the contribution of those who work for our MLAs in their constituencies. They too are valuable members of the overall team helping us in our work. I know how much I appreciate Lynn and Sam, and others do the same. So I can thank you to all our constituency staff for your efforts as well. And the role of all our staff is vital because of the burdens which I'm well aware of, which are carried by the elected members of our Assembly team and, of course, our parliamentary team. Each of our MLAs has to work twice as hard as those in other parties, ensuring that Alliance's arguments are carried in the chamber, in the committee rooms, with the public and the media. I am, as ever, very grateful to the efforts and the hard work of Anna, of Kieran, of Stephen, and of Trevor. But I must single out two members of the team. Chris Little, as Naomi has just said, is the new boy, selected by East Belfast to replace her. It's a difficult task for anyone to join a body which is 3 years old and immediately find yourself playing the same role as everybody else. But Chris has done that, and he's admirably stepped up to the challenge. He even asked questions of three ministers on his first day in office, which must be a record. Well done, Chris. And the other MLA I have to mention, because he deserves a very special thanks from all of us for the very large debt we owe, is Sean Leeson. Sean led the party. Sean led the party in what were very difficult days for us immediately after the Good Friday Agreement, established a role for us in the Assembly, despite being the fifth party in a four-party system, and laying the foundations for the success that we now enjoy. He's retiring from the Assembly this year, but I am very happy to say he'll still be playing a very significant role in Carrickfergus, and we wish him well for all the years that lie ahead. Thank you, Sean, for what you've done since 1977. So as Sean steps back just a little, I want to welcome and to thank those who will carry the Alliance banner forward into the double elections on the 5th of May, some of whom we've already heard from this morning. We have a very strong team in both elections, diverse in every respect, yet united in leading change for this society. Remember, the elections are not about the quality of our candidates, however good we know they are. The elections have to be about putting people into the Assembly and into councils who will put forward positive, constructive policies for their community, who will deliver on the solid policy platform that we will put before the people on the 5th of May. Because delivery isn't a word that many people associate with politics here. Take the economy, for example. The executive is supposed to have made the economy its first priority, but the evidence for that claim is pretty weak. In the Assembly, it's Alliance that has led the call for a Green New Deal, a call that's only now being heeded by others. Yet even the most basic scheme for home insulation, for example, would have the capacity to reduce fuel poverty, to produce jobs, especially for small firms in the building trade suffering at present, and to help protect the environment. It would be a triple win, and we will continue to work in the Assembly and in the Executive to ensure this becomes a reality. In a world of growing competition from the Far East as well as Central Europe, we need to develop and promote Northern Ireland's key assets, our natural and cultural resources, our people, and our business skills. We need to provide top quality goods and services for the modern economy, just as Belfast used to do when the demand was for ships and rope and textiles. Northern Ireland should be leading change, not just reacting to it. And in order to lead that change, as part of our budget proposals, Alliance has called for effective investment in skills training during the recession to enable everyone to benefit from future economic growth. But we don't just call for things. When we have the opportunities to deliver, we do so. I hope to shortly set the terms for a contract for the building of the new Police, Fire and Prisons College at Desert Creek near Cookstown. I will ensure that we use whatever powers we have to insist on the provision of apprenticeships by the successful bidder. 50 or so apprenticeships would be a huge boost for Mid-Ulster. An Alliance Minister making a difference, not reacting passively, but leading change for a stronger economy. And the need for a stronger economy has never been greater. The cuts in public expenditure mean that the executive must stop talking about the economy and start delivering. The two-month delay in the production of a draft budget reflects the inability of some parties to accept reality and to take tough decisions. No longer can our approach to public sector finance be just to run cap in hand to Westminster. The agreement of a draft budget in December was welcome, if somewhat overdue. But while most departments failed to meet the commitment to publish their budgets, the Department of Justice, as Naomi kindly pointed out, led by an Alliance Minister, delivered on time, one of only two departments. Our businesses and our service users in the public, the private and the voluntary sector need confidence and certainty, and I believe that Alliance delivered. But there are many more difficult decisions lying ahead. Decisions on how to best to rebalance the economy, how to create strong and vibrant public and private sectors to provide those jobs and services we need, decisions on revenue raising, structures of government, and tackling divisions within our society. Because we cannot grow a stronger economy without a shared society. A fundamental building block in a shared society is shared education. Not only will shared education benefit young people and society as a whole through better integration, understanding and acceptance, but it will also bring financial benefits and educational improvements. We led on this for many years, but it's increasingly accepted as the way forward. Tackling division, racism, sectarianism is vital to our economic well-being as well as to our social well-being. This week, a seminar at Parliament Buildings heard representatives of the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors make just that point. I've already highlighted my work as Justice Minister on peace walls and community safety. It's Alliance leading change for a shared future. At a time of economic difficulty, many people start to talk about protecting the vulnerable. Often they're thinking only of older people and people with disabilities. I believe we need a wider vision. Certainly such groups need to be protected. We need to do more to remove or reduce the unfair subsidies that benefit the better off, rather than those who are in greatest need. We also need to do much more work to provide essential services for those experiencing mental illness or with a learning disability. And our team is doing a lot of work on the areas covered by the Bamford report some years ago to ensure that we start to make progress there. Within the Department of Justice, I've set up a wide-ranging review of access to justice. I want to see that those who need advice or assistance can get it easily and cheaply, to promote mediation and alternative dispute resolution rather than always assuming that civil disagreements should end up in court. The purpose of Legal Aid Conference should be to assist those in need, not to enrich lawyers. It's Alliance. It's Alliance Conference yet again, leading change for fairer society. We can help the vulnerable by modernising and improving public services, because people on lower incomes and the marginalised in our society depend on such services much more than others. Public transport's a classic example. Why is Belfast the only city of its size in these islands, probably in fact in Europe, where it's assumed you can deal with the problem of congestion at rush hour by building yet more roads for commuters in their cars? Everywhere else, the emphasis is on quality public transport, which benefits everyone. I'm here to promote the Positive Alliance vision, not to denigrate others, but it must be said that one of the glaring problems of the executive in operation for the last 4 years, that it has failed to tackle the difficult issues of modernising public services, and we are all paying for it. The bold concept of a world-class sports shared stadium for the three main sports and for other events has disappeared. The reform of education management through the Education and Skills Authority is going nowhere. The local government aspects of the review of public administration are taking us backwards. President, you really would begin to think that the four old, tired Conservative parties don't actually have the stomach for the hard day-to-day grind of government. It's just easier for them to complain. Alliance has not, and we will not give up that fight. We're not only prepared to lead change, we are actively doing so. Take the vexed issue, the critical issue of meeting the costs of a decent water service. For too long, the other four parties in the executive played cheap populism. They put off hard decisions until tomorrow. The problem is that tomorrow arrived on the day of the water crisis. We're all paying the price for underinvestment of the last 12 years when there were local politicians in charge. They just can't get away with blaming direct rural ministers any longer. Alliance, in contrast, has been prepared to tell the truth. And the simple truth is that our water system needs investment. We need to find a fair way of paying for improvements based on the amount of water we use and the amount we can afford to pay. The amounts levied should be linked directly to capital investment, and the regional rate should be reduced accordingly. That would be a fair system. It would be progressive in its effect. It would improve vital public infrastructure. That's Alliance leading change for improved public services. But you know, really, the worst thing about these difficult decisions is when politicians use difficult issues to boost their popularity. The fact is that populism catches up with you. Promising you'll never ask for money for the water system only works until the water system breaks down. Claiming the lowest household taxes in the UK might get you applause in your party meetings, but it doesn't help your negotiating position when the Treasury finds out, and the Treasury always finds out. But we're not here to indulge in despair or to look backwards or downwards. That's not what this party is about. We are here to set out our vision, to give people hope, to lead in advocating and delivering the change that this society needs and this society deserves. At times, it seems like change isn't possible, but if the last year has proven anything, it's that change is possible. The people of East Belfast and all those who switched their votes to Alliance last May, they showed that change is possible. The people who are joining Alliance from all kinds of backgrounds are showing that change is possible. The fact that we're bringing forward real reforms to our justice system, tackling and delivering on the big issues, shows that change is possible. Our manifesto for the elections in May will set out how it is possible, how we will lead change for a stronger economy, lead change for a shared future, lead change for improved public services, and lead changes for a fairer Northern Ireland. And all of us, elected representatives, candidates, members and staff, will continue to build a party that is setting the agenda, leading change, and delivering for all. Last year, we looked forward with confidence. We achieved our highest expectations, and we put down markers for the future. This year, we look forward with determination. Determination to work for change and to deliver change. We look forward to determination to win more votes and to win more seats. We look forward with determination to growing the movement and building the momentum for change. President, we are looking forward because we are leading that change. Thank you, Conference.